American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 836. Here is the translated text as follows. The text clearly demonstrates a settled intention to persuade the public that the President of the United States is unfit for the high office he holds. You must be fully convinced of this from the entire tenor of the expressions presented to you in the indictment. It is far from my intention to press hard on any part of his lengthy address to you, or to exploit any unguarded expression that he might have omitted or corrected upon more deliberate consideration. However, I cannot help but notice from the overall tone of his current argument, as well as from his publication, that his objective is not so much to convince you, gentlemen of the jury, that his assertions are true, but rather to cast an unmerited reflection on the general character and conduct of the president. I cannot help but suspect him of the motives he disclaims, and I must fulfill my duty by exposing both the design and the fallacy of the justification he has set up. The defendant has made a minor observation regarding the separation of the text from the context in the indictment, as he termed it, arguing that this could pervert the most upright intentions and laudable expressions from their true and obvious meaning. Such an insinuation, however, is not likely to influence your minds. In framing an indictment, it is my duty to omit matters of little importance and to include only those circumstances that are truly and legally reprehensible. He well knows that he can read the entire publication if he wishes, and that you will have it with you when you deliberate on your verdict. You will judge, therefore, whether this observation was his or whether it is my design to confound and perplex the sense. Whether the reflections he has cast upon the conduct of the government, in numerous instances throughout his defense as well as in his publication, demonstrate the regard he professes to hold for the intentions of the president is, to me, as it will be to you, extremely dubious. Nor have those professions been confirmed by the singular manner in which he has cited them. This version aims to clarify the original text while maintaining its intended meaning.